Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor Time to Learn Academy, Help Forward Program, website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious scene broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 17, verse 1. 1 Chronicles, chapter 17, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services such as career counseling and other help forward programs for new and existing households in America. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care has concluded until after my candidate presidential election run of 2016. Yet, you may still sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled Charlene Stevens, with no space in between. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race, a descendant from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, for community announcements, since I'm no longer broadcasting live until after the conclusion of my presidential election run, I am not going to include announced names for our prayers box, and the calendar events may be a little different as well. Since this recording is for November 2nd, Monday, November the 2nd, I'm going to announce all of the birthdays, events for Monday, for the entire week. And then the next broadcast, because I may do several broadcasts within 1 week, now that the broadcasts are no longer live for a while. So beginning with Monday, November the 2nd, which is actually All Souls Day, Dia de los Muertos. It's the state of North and South Dakota's birthday. Tuesday is Carrie Katie Michelson's birthday, along with Election Day for most states, but it's not the general election where you vote for president. Wednesday is Sean Diddy Combs, Matthew McConaughey, Loretta Actress Switz's birthday. We remember Will Rogers, and it's TV Special Country Music Awards on ABC, beginning at 8, 7 Central. Friday is Sally Field's Emma Stone's birthday, new music, Delirium, by Ellie Goulding, sung by Ellie Goulding, in theaters, Spectra, and the Peanuts movie. Saturday is the state of Montana's birthday. Sunday, we remember Esther, TV actress Florida on Good Times role, Minnie Riperton, Rudolph, and Dwight Heavy D. Myers, and it's Alfre Woodard's birthday. Singer Jason Mraz married longtime girlfriend Tina Carano in a small Virginia ceremony on October the 25th. Let's keep Jimmy Fallon in our prayers box. He injured his finger after he fell holding a bottle of Jagermeister on October the 24th. He was celebrating winning the Harvard Lampoon's Elmer Award. Christine Tinkman will not return to The Real Housewives of New York City next season. Orange is the New Black's Laverne Cox will play alien mad scientist Dr. Frank Infurter in Fox's remake of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The two-hour movie will air next fall. Chris Rock, as many of you know, will return to host the Oscars on ABC February 28th of 2016. The comedian first emceed in 2005. Ricky Gervais will host the Golden Globes for a fourth time on January 10th on NBC. The British comic, vowed he was really done this time after his third stint in 2012. Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas will join forces for Future Now, the tour. The 40-plus city event will kick off June 24th in Sunrise, Florida. Adele confirmed her third album will be released on November the 20th. The first singer, Hello, has already hit number one on iTunes in 85 countries. And we'll also keep Maureen O'Hara's family and friends in prayer on her recent passing. She's the famous actress for her role in Miracle on 34th Street and The Parent Trap. She died October the 24th. Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale are expecting their first child together. The Boardwalk Empire actor also has a 20-year-old son from a previous relationship. Shakira teamed up with Angry Birds creator Rovio to produce a new game, Love Rocks. The app, which is actually out now, features 150 levels set to the singer's music. Kelly Clarkson revealed October 23rd that she and her husband Brandon Blackstock are having a son. They are parents of daughter River, who is now 17 months of age. And that's all for announcements. Let's continue with our meditation poem. I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath and slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's sail out slowly, shall we? I am strong, I am gentle, I am proud, I am humble, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. He knows just what I need. With God, I shall achieve. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household. For He knows just what your household needs. Upon generation, in Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. So come along with praise. So let's read along His words of faith. Bible visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 17, verse 1. My audience, let's prepare for our religious-themed discussion, this educational broadcast. Ready? Let's begin. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains. Then Nathan said unto David, Do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David, my servant, thus saith the Lord. Pausing for a moment, whenever we hear a verse that expresses thus saith the Lord, it's pretty much a done deal. It's pretty much said by the Lord. It's a real expression from the Lord. So thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wheresoever I have walked with all of Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have ye not built me an house of cedars? Now, therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee an house. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in mine house, and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forevermore. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Pausing for a moment. Yes, folks, in the earlier days, there was no church. There was no church building. God had special places within communities for congregation, for religious sermons. But when he specified to David to build a house and the people will no longer wander, people will no longer have to wander from place to place, setting up this tent for religious worship. No more, he said, no more. No more of this. Okay. In verse 16 of chapter 17, 1 Chronicles, and David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is mine house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And yet this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree. O Lord God, what can David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his own people, to make thee a name of greatness and terribleness, by driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast redeemed out of Egypt. For thy people Israel didst thou make thine own people forever, and thou, Lord, becamest their God. Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast said, even be established, that thy name may be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel, and let the house of David, thy servant, be established before thee. For thou, O my God, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him a house. Therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee." Pausing for a moment. So David is expressing to God, "I don't want to build anything without your help, without your blessings, without your instruction. And you've been saying for a long time, Lord, Lord, you've been saying for a long time that you're going to have me build you a house. So I've been waiting for your time, Lord." And so now David is saying to the Lord, "Thank you. Thank you. So now you're saying that it is time to build your house." Not David's house, because David already had built his house. But now he's going to build a house for the Lord. "For thy, O my God, has told thy servant that thou wilt build him the house. Therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee. And now, Lord, thou art God, and hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Now, therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that they, it may be before thee forever, for thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever." Not just for a moment, not through a season within a community, but forever. Amen. Continuing with chapter 18, verse 1. "Now after this, It came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts. And David smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, unto Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. David also hewed all the chariot horses, but reserved them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. 22,000 men David slew. Then David put garrison in Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought gifts. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer and brought them to Jerusalem. Likewise, from Tiphath and from Chun, cities of Hadarezer, brought David very much brass, wherewith Solomon made the brazen sea, and the pillars, and the vessels of brass. Now when Tohu, king of Hamath, heard now David had smitten all the host of Hadarezer, king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David to inquire of his welfare and to congratulate him because he had fought against Hadarezer and smitten him. For Hadarezer had war with Tohu, and with him all manner of vessels of gold and silver and brass. Them also King David dedicated unto the Lord with the silver and the gold that he bought from all these nations, from Edom and from Moab and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, slew of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt 18,000, and he put garrison in Edom. And all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. So David reigned over all of Israel and executed judgment and justice among all his people. So not only was David a religious leader, a political leader, actually, not a religious leader, but a political leader of his community, but he also provided judgment and justice among his people. Continuing, and Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the host, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahitub, recorder, and Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests, and Shavshah was scribe, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Cherethites and the Pethelites, and the sons of David were chief about the king. Continuing with chapter 19. Now it came to pass after this that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his sons reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness unto Hanun, the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Are not his servants come unto thee for to search, and to overthrow, and to spy out the land? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants, and shaved them, and cut off their garments in the midst, hard by their buttocks, and sent them away. Then there went certain, and told David how the men were served, or how they were treated. And he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria, Mathta, and out of Zobah. So they hired 32,000 chariots. And the king of Machah and his people, who came and pitched before Medeba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle. And when David heard of it, he said, Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array before the gate of the city. And the kings that were come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him, before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother. And they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God. And let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. Our last verse for this discussion. So Joab and the people that were with him drew nigh before the Syrians unto the battle, and they fled before him. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue our read-along, beginning with chapter 19, verse 14. That's chapter 19, verse 14, within the First Chronicles. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me and see me do. Do. And the God of peace shall be with you.